got stress, thank God.
That's indifferent.
Been able to be with you once again, been able to be with Brother Robbie Miller.
He bad.
Once again, there was an event that took place with me and Robbie one time that I'll never forget, I guess.
He bad.
It's never happened. I've never seen it happen.
He
and
bad.
It's never happened before, and probably Brother Robbie will remember this. My son was there.
Bad.
Holding a revival at church, and he used to pastor out twin in about 10
he
minutes
bad.
Into the message as I was preaching. Brother Robbie hit the floor and went to preaching on this side. I was on this side.
He bad, brother.
And
he
for
bad.
5 minutes, the same words
he
proceeded
bad.
Out of our mouth. And
he
you
bad.
Know, God and only God can do things
he
like
bad,
that,
brother.
Man.
He
but
he
I thank bad. God for the church. I appreciate each and every one of you. And this has celebrated 35 years
he
of
bad.
Ministry. I've been carrying the Word
Praise
of God.
The Lord, brother.
Trying my best to do what little I can for God. Amen.
He
no doubt I fumbled and faltered along the way. But by the grace of God, His hand is still there. Amen.
Praise the Lord,
if you
brother.
Have your Bibles, turn with us to the fifth
Listen
chapter of that, or the sixth chapter of that of the book of Mark. We see here in the beginning of the chapter that Christ had just came out of His own country. He
Listen
said, a prophet Lord. Is without honor in that of his own country and cannot do many mighty works there. Because of the disbelief. So he departed
Amen.
That of his own country. And as he sojourned, they had taken the life of that of John the Baptist.
Amen.
And had slain him that day, a great man
Amen.
Of God. And we never know what we're going to be faced in this life
Amen.
Serving the Lord. But one thing we do know, whatever it is, it'll just be for a moment. And
Amen.
Then we will be in the presence
Amen.
Of that of the Lord if it comes by the way of death. And then we get into that of about the 34th chapter where we're going to start reading in that of the Word of God. We're going to give you a thought here this in a minute. The thought ain't going to make a lot of sense until
Bless
we
you,
get
Jesus.
Into the meat of the message. Didn't make no sense to me when the Lord gave it to me.
Bless
and matter
Lord.
Of fact, I had to ponder on that for quite a while before
Bless
I could recognize
Jesus.
Exactly what God was trying to show us.
Bless
the Bible said in the sixth chapter of Mark, beginning with verse 34, we'll read down to about verse 44. And it says, and Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them because they were a sheep not having a shepherd. And he
Amen.
Began to teach them many things. And when the day was now far spent, the disciples came unto him and said, this is a desert place, and now the time is far spent.
Yeah.
Send them away that they may go into the country round about into that village and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat.
Mm-hmm.
He answered and said to them, give ye them to eat.
Bad.
And they said to him, shall we go and buy 200 pennies worth of bread and give them to eat? And he said to them, how many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they said, 5 and 2 fishes.
Mm-hmm.
And he commanded them Bad. To make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. Pay close attention to verse 41, verse 43 as we go on down through here. And it says, and when they had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up into heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave the disciples to sit down and gave them to the disciples to set before them, and the 2 fishes divided he among all.
Amen.
And they did eat all eat and were filled.
Amen.
Verse 43 says, and they took up 12 baskets full of fragments and of fish.
Amen.
And they that did eat of Amen. The loaves were about 5,000 of men. Let us pray. Dear gracious
Amen.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful, dear God, to be able to have that of the opportunity to stand in that of thy favor once again. Lord, we ask you to bless that of these people, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray that you allow it to proceed out of my lips, dear God. Lord, the very word you'd have me to speak into that of the ears of the hearer. Lord, that it may be in that of the hearts of man, that it may make us a better person in thee. And Lord, for all of these favors, we do most humbly pray. Amen and amen. In verse 43, it says that, and he took up 12 baskets. I want you to focus just a little bit. Up there on the baskets just for a little while, and I'm going to give you this thought. Up becoming that of a basket for that of the Lord. That's what I want to preach on just for a little while. You see, that Christ began to teach and talk amongst that of the people. Abundant on that of people that were there that day. Church, I want you to notice something. You know, a lot of times when the Lord gets to moving, things goes to happening, it just seems like there's always somebody there, Brother Robert, that's trying to discourage or hinder in some way. The Bible said that the disciples came unto him, and he tried to get them to move them on, to get them to go summer sales. My friend, there's no better place to be than that in the midst of Christ. Amen. And I believe the 5,000 there knew exactly where they was. They was in the best place that they could already be. They were in the midst of that, the bread of life. Amen. My friend, he can feed you when this world's willing to starve you. He'll be there always. And we find there that as he began to ask unto them, how much food do you have? My friend, they said, we got 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Now I want you to keep up with me just for a little while. My friend, that 5 biblical number represents that of grace. The number 2 represents that of witness. You put 5 and 2 together, then you have got that. My friend, of completion. And my friend, I believe that whenever we get completed in that of Christ, my friend, that we'll find out by the number 12 we have been perfected. Down here we're not perfected, Brother Robert, but the Bible said that we're to strive, my friend, that we may be perfect, my friend, in that of the Lord, and by striving, my friend, one day we'll reach perfection in a place called heaven. Thank God today that God knows, my friend, what we need and when we need it. I'm not forgetting about becoming that of a basket under that of the Lord. My friend, we find that a basket, my friend, is used to carry things in that of a compact place. We are a vessel under that of God. We should be a little basket under that of our Lord. And my friend, I'll say this much, in that basket, we need to make sure we got a little love and some joy. We got to make sure that we got peace. And you better have some long suffering, amen. Because you're going to need it along the journey of that of God. We need a little gentleness and goodness, some faith mixed in, my friend, and some that of meekness and temperance, because, my friend, we're going to be faced with everything that you can imagine out here in this world. We're not going to be faced alone. Christ said, I'll go with you all the way. We find that in this basket, my friend, which we represent under that of the Lord, my friend, that we have grace, the abundance of the grace of God that He's shed abroad for each and every one of us. But church, I'll tell you today, and you know, I believe God's people, Brother Robbie, needs to show a little grace to one another down here. I believe that we need to represent that of a living God. We're serving a God that is not dead. My friend, He's very much alive this morning. And I know that that my Redeemer lives. Amen. We need to make sure that we are the right type of witness for that Christ. Verse number 2, grace is number 5. We need to make sure, my friend, when we're out here in this world, the Apostle Paul said this. He said that we are walking the thistle red but many. My friend, people are watching you. They're watching me. And they're going to make sure, Brother Ronnie, that we're walking the way we're claiming to be, or what we're claiming to be. My friend, the Apostle Paul, he had to walk upright many times. But Apostle Paul said this. He said, when I wanted to do good, I always done bad. But when I done bad, I always tried to do good. My friend, with the help of the Lord, we can shove through these hard times. When the devil, the advocate, comes and he tries to deteriorate us, my friend, we can push through. We can tread upon him by that and with that of the help and the glory of God. My friend, we need to make sure that we're being the witness unto God that He intends for us today. The Bible said that we must so let our light shine amongst men that they can see that of good, the goodness of God in us. My friend, there's no place but let the Lord's light go out in us when we've got all that we need. My friend, we found there that them fish in the Bible, as the disciples were displaying them out, the fish for long times, down through generations to generations, it stood for Jesus Christ, or God's Son, or that of the Savior. That's what the fish represents, and that of the bread represents that of the Word of God. My friend, they had God there that day. They had the Son of God there that day. They had the Savior there that day. And not only that, they had the bread of life right in the very midst of them. The church, listen to me. It's free. It's free for the taking. My friend, they didn't have to spend a penny upon that which they ate that day. It was freely given. And my friend, listen, when we receive those things that are of God, we're to freely given out. As your pastor stands behind that of the sacred dais, week after week, and he's freely giving you what God has given him. My friend, it should be freely distributed out here in the world. Who's to say that the next time that you meet one along the way, I just say a few kind words to them concerning God, that they may be that one that comes unto the Lord. You know what? They're looking for that of some goodness about you. They're looking for that of a little light that'll shine into that of a darkened heart. My friend, we need to be the basket to be able to carry these things that God needs to use out there in order to win the lost unto the Lord. We find there that 5 and 2, as we said, it represents that of completion. My friend, we need to make sure our basket is completed in that of the things of God. Because if it ain't, it's going to falter along journey's path. And my friend, we're going to have a lot of dead works along the way. But God said that we're to be a living vessel, not a dead vessel. We need to make sure that we're completing that God's sending us out here to do. You know, there's a lot of people along this journey, Brother Robbie, and you've seen him and me, and you've seen him. We preached with some of them, but my friend, they never completed the work that God sent them out to do. They quit along journey's life. And my friend, they need to pick up the cross and continue on in the ways of that of God. My friend, anything incomplete that can never serve the purpose that it intended on serving of the day that you started working on it. You know, we're just an old vessel, and he's the potter, and he's still working on us. But my friend, as long as we continue on in the journey with that of God, he continues to work upon me and you. He begins and continues to perfection in that of this old basket. My friend, that we should be carrying out here into this world and distributing the goodness of God. God gave a great commission unto that of his disciples. And my friend, he said there unto them, my friend, he said, I want you to go into all the world in Mark 16:15. He said, I want you to go into that of all the world and preach the gospel. He said to every preacher, amen, if you have not got the right things in your basket, my friend, the gospel is going to be hidden. What is the gospel? It's the good news. My friend, there's a lot of good news out there that we can be telling about that of the Word of God. It's the bread of life. And then when we get on down, my friend, we find that of the 12 baskets, that's perfection. I thank God today that one day or a while, he's going to perfect me in a place called heaven. My friend, along with that of the saints of God, one day after a while, if we make sure, Brother A, that we for baskets full and filled up in that of the rim of God. I will be perfected, elevated into that of a place called heaven. And there, my friend, I will see the one who gave his life and died and bled for me and you upon an old rugged cross, upon that of the hill of Calvary, that of the place of skull. He did it all for me and you, and he never asked one time, my friend, for anyone to take his place. He volunteered to do this because of the agape love that he had for each and every one of us.
Bless him, Lord.
It's more paranoid.
Bless him, Jesus.
It's about God.
Amen.
We see that whenever they begin to take up the fragments.
Amen. Bless him, good Lord.
I've never figured this one out, but he's God. And with God, all things are possible.
Yeah.
But there's five loaves of bread. He blessed them, break them. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of bread to go around. But yet there's just two fish, and it equaled out as though it was five loaves after he had blessed them.
Yeah.
The Bible said he picked up 12 baskets, both of the fish and the bread.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it don't matter how small it is,
man,
God can make us equal in the eyes
praise
of his Son.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
You know, there's so many times out here in this life that you hear in schools all the time how people's being bullied and haven't been made fun of, and all of this thing, it seems like they've been pushed down to a lower grade. But have you ever really looked and read at the book of Genesis over there in the first chapter or the second chapter? It said that God went and he created and formed the earth, and that of the moon, and that of the lesser and greater star, being that of the sun. And the Bible looked down and he saw it was good. Now hold on and be with me here just a minute. It goes on to down to say that he put the waters there to divide the land. He looked down and he saw that it was all good. He took and he created all the animals, all the birds after their own kind. And he looked down and he saw it was good. But did you ever notice whenever he got to the port, our part there where it said, and then God created man. He looked down and he didn't say it was good, Brother Robbie. When he got to man, he said it was very good. My friend, God don't make a mistake. God has never made a mistake. I don't care what a disability you might have been born with. It was good in the eyes of God because God needed that in your life to reach and touch people that me and your pastor may never be able to touch.
Amen, brother. Praise the Lord.
That's free. I don't know where I'm from.
Amen. Bless him, Jesus.
See, God never made an imperfection.
Amen.
Never one time. Me and my sister, we got a cousin. Some of you may be acquainted with this fella. We call him PGM. His name's James. He's got one arm about this short. Mm-hmm. He got another about this long. Mm-hmm. So he used to deal in antique cars all the time. Mm-hmm. You'd lay five pennies down, and he'll have every one of his picked up before you'll pick three up. There ain't nothing he can do. He drove semi-truck. He drove motorcycles. He's done it all, Brother Robbie.
I didn't know he was still living.
Yeah, Rickman, Tennessee. I say this to say that. I say that to say this, rather. It don't matter what you've got that people may be trying to pull you down with. As long as your basket is full with that of God, they can never touch you. Hold your head up high and keep walking forward. Because I'm going to tell you something. They're the ones that's hurting and suffering more than you ever thought.
That's true, brother. That's true.
They're the ones
that's true,
that has a problem, not you.
Yeah, that's true, brother.
And a lot of times that problem, Brother Robbie, is jealousy.
That's true, brother.
As shameful as that is, nothing but jealousy and pride.
Yeah, pride.
Trying to bring them down, trying to destroy your basket.
Yeah.
Just how good of a basket are you for the Lord?
Amen.
What's in that basket? I tell you what, there's some people in this world, brother, in churches, needs to get a few things out of their basket.
Yeah.
They put some rotten fruits in there. That's me being
there. Amen.
Amen. One rotten fruit is filled with the whole bag.
That's right.
You ever got a rotten tater in a tater box?
Yeah.
I hope yous is country people. We tater it up there for a while.
Someone puts a P or something in front of it. But anyway, let that one hater sit in there. Get against the others, they have a rotten, spoiled whole crying. Yeah. Sign with
that.
We cannot truly be the basket for Christ as we need to be.
Sure does.
If we have things there that don't need to be.
Amen.
Tell you something else, it's hard to go home if our basket ain't quite as full. We may have all these things in there, but are they as full as what we want them to be?
Yeah, that's right.
Are they as full?
Yeah.
Church, I tell you what, you just preached me down today.
That's the Lord.
I can't finish this up. Let me just give you the conclusion of it.
That's the good Lord.
That's all I can do.
Amen.
When you look at the numbers in the Word of God, the biblical numbers, you've got 5 is grace, 2 is witness, 7 is that of completion, 12 is perfection.
Yeah.
Down that hill that day, God bestowed His grace upon amongst that 5,000 people.
Amen.
And He did it in the presence of all of those that witnessed Him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
It was witnessed by many people.
Yeah.
And because of what little he had, he completed the job that needed to be done.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And because of the completion that God did that day, he perfected a work in each and every one of their lives that no other one could do. Wouldn't you like to be that one that perfect that life? You may have a friend in school. You may have a friend at work. Seems like everybody's just downing them for something.
Yeah.
As long as you got your basket full. Who's to say you're the one that may put on the top?
That's right. Yeah.
We all need someone. And I told you this would be a strange thought. I wrestled with it probably on Wednesday.
Listen, Jesus.
It took me about 3 days to get what God was trying to show me.
Listen, Jesus.
And I've been able to give it to you in less than probably 15 minutes.
Listen, Lord.
Could have went longer. I just run out of gas. Amen. I want to say this, church. Don't ever think, I don't care who you are, that you're the best you can be. Because God said there's none good, no, not one.
Yeah. Man, that's right.
He said we've all came short of the glory of God. That's why I can't understand when people want to point fingers at this one because they can't do what they did or this one don't look like that. Church, you're a very special work of perfection.
Praise the Lord.
By the hands of God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise Amen. The Lord, brother. And if you're a child of God, you're set apart. Mm-hmm. You're even more special than anything that you'll ever look upon in this world.
Right.
God said, we're precious, brother.
Yes, they did, brother.
And if you really, really want to be precious inside of God, just die. Bible said, how precious is the death of that of His saints?
Yeah, that's right.
We become His rubies then.
Yeah.
We're a very special people.
Praise the Lord, brother.
If we do any boasting, let it be done in the Lord, not in ourselves.
Amen.
Because within ourselves, none of us is anything.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a friend, a co-worker, somebody just avoid, don't nothing to do with, go to them. You be that friend that God expects you to be.
Amen.
I'm going to let the pastor here do an altar call.
Amen.
Turn it over to
him. No, I'll give us a song here.
May not be a
Let's stand this morning, folks. I appreciate Brother Tim, and I appreciate the message that the Lord gave us through him.
Amen.
And I've known Tim for many years, and he loves the Lord, and Brother Eric, and I know he's. I see him wearing that back brace, and I know for years, even as a young man, he had a lot of back problems. Sometimes have surgery and have to lay in the bed and everything, and it's a hard thing sometimes to get up physically. It takes a lot out of you physically to preach God's word a lot more. And I appreciate the liberty that the Lord has gave you this morning.
Amen.
But,
thank
you know,
God. Thank you.
I admire that about him, though. I might have to be patched up. I've been patched up before. I preach here on crutches and everything else. Amen. I've had truck wrecks and stepped in holes and broke my ankle and everything. But, you keep on going, though. Amen. And you might have to put a back brace on. You might have to put a cap on. You might have to wear a band-aid. Amen. And serve the Lord. And I'm spiritually speaking as well.
But you still go on for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And that's what we do.
Yes.
And I want to say this is a good testimony before these boys get singing here. And I'm going to give all of them a call. I mentioned here 2 or 3 weeks ago about that fellow over at the ball game and just carrying on. And the Lord helped me to speak to him. Amen. And told him, said, I was a minister. He'd been 40 years. I said, I've been preaching. And it settled him down. I was up there yesterday, and this is the biggest blessing I tell you God just could have given me. And I sat down, he come over there, and first thing he done, he come down there and sat with me, and he said, Pastor, said, I want to apologize deeply about how I was doing the other day. He said, I have felt so bad that I've carried that ever since then. He said, I've carried that ever since then. He said, going to do better. Yeah. I put my arm around your dog and I paid on the back and I said, neighbor, I said, I love you. Amen. I said, I appreciate you telling me that. And I'm telling you, amen, he done much better. Praise the Lord. But you know, it's good to rebuke folks sometimes.
Yes.
Give love. But you give good hate for
them.
But to let them know, you know, there's a battle. I said, look, I said, man, I said, we can enjoy ourselves over here. We don't have to have the alcohol. We don't have to have the things of this world. Yeah. He said, I agree with you. Amen. But God is good, is he not? Amen.
Yes.
God is good this morning. I'm glad we serve a loving Savior each
Amen.
Year. Praise the Lord. And I appreciate Brother Tim and Eric and their family, Karen. Know them for many years. We've been in a lot of good services together.
Yes.
God's really worked, and I love them dearly. But if you're here this morning, you got a need, Casey, if they had the... Robert got it placed on him, and they want to call for prayer. And I thought, how pleasing it is. We all gathered up our hanging limb, and we began to pray. And we know the Lord, the pastor got up there, Brother Darrell, and read the scripture, what the Lord said about it. And amen, and we prayed for it. But you know, I've seen God touch and heal. Amen. Sometimes instantly.
Right.
And sometimes it's a work in progress.
Yes.
But God would help. And turn that over to the Lord. But prayer changes things. And if you're here this morning, maybe you've got a burden, sickness. And I said, Casey said, and I'm going to say this, and we'll sing. She said, I feel so weak. I feel so weak. I don't feel it. I've even got the faith, amen, that I need. And I said, well, sometimes we've all felt like that in sickness. I said, God will use... Amen. Others, people's faith to help bring in and bear it up.
Yeah.
Amen. And believe. Amen. And shore up that unbelief. Amen. And God will hear when belief is brought in. So it means something to gather around and have people pray with you. I'm glad many times I've called on my friends, my neighbors, I love my church family, and said, I need prayer. I need you to help me pray. God, hear the prayer. Amen. His people today. So if you hear, the Lord speaks to your heart. Amen. Come to offer. Amen. Bring your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Go ahead.